Zach Hansen joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Hello.
Now, wait a second. I'm doing a head count here. We're missing one or two, aren't we?
Yeah, we're missing two. And, they really threw me under the bus this morning, didn't they?
Well...
Like, oh, yeah, you just do it. We gotta go do some sleeping. You know, I don't know.
I know.
I'm not sure why they're not here, but I hope it's important.
I think they're off making another Hansen baby, I think.
Oh, that's entirely possible.
You know, I see.
You know, the way we Hansens breed. Just think, oh, there's another one.
You know, I have rabbits, and they don't even outnumber. Well, you know.
yeah.
See?
There's a lot of Hansen babies.
It pays to join us on the show, or else we wouldn't talk about you like this, right? Because on that subject,
yeah.
I did a rough estimation, and that the three Hansen brothers collectively, I'm just going to carry the one, have 23 kids. Am I close?
You're close. You've multiplied it by about three. Taylor has four kids, Isaac has two, and I have one, so I think that's seven.
Now, you do come from a large family in terms of siblings.
Uh-huh.
There's how many of you siblings?
We come from a family with seven kids. So we're the oldest three of seven kids. Yeah.
So I know a lot of people are wanting to know, why is it only three in your group instead of more? Take me back to the beginning.
Well, it was mostly because when we started the group, I was six.
Right.
So we have a sister is the next one under me, and she was just too young to even know how to sing at that point. But the other thing, I don't know, we just all three connected, and it was not really about being brothers for us. It was just all we liked singing and heard 50s and 60s music and just started memorizing it and singing together and then writing our own stuff. And just kind of, there was a natural bond between the three of us that made us all kind of work together and work through the good and the bad times, I guess. And I don't know, when you have something... you know, it wasn't about, let's get a horn player, so I'll have my little brother start playing horn. I guess that just never happened.
Now, how has your relationship changed over the years then? I mean, you can't just be family anymore. You have to be business people together. What's it been like to grow up with that?
It is interesting because for many years we've been kind of more than brothers because you've got to treat it in a slightly different way. I guess it's just... a big part of it is just this common thread of knowing that we've got to make it work to continue being the band. You know, we've got to keep working through the crap to get to the good parts. You're right. It is. You switch back and forth between kind of the band and the brother dynamic to the business dynamic of every day, you know, in a conference room, trying to run the label that we run. I guess there's multiple sides to everyone's personalities. Maybe we should be instituted or something.
See, now, just the impression that I get, and this is, you know, from the last few minutes, I imagine them to be flakes. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, they're completely flaky. Everything relies on me.
You know, I'm getting the strangest looks, and I like, don't go Miley Cyrus on me. Don't disconnect the call. I'm teasing, okay? Everybody's like, what are you doing? It's a joke, everybody. Jeez.
Now, yeah, well, did Miley Cyrus hang up on you?
No, but she's done it to everybody else, so, you know, it's... but, you know, that's...
I think she just has a fear of dial tone or something.
Sometimes, maybe on the line, it is the dial tone and you think it's Miley. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding again. Jeez. You know, I want to ask you about that, though, because, again, I mean, I've got two older brothers as well, so I think it's interesting, being the youngest of three kids, you know, my brothers were always picking on me, there was that, you know, joking, teasing, practical jokes, so tell me about, maybe you've matured now, so it's not... Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Something's happening.
That was really funny, though.
I don't know what's going on now. Maybe, is that Miley trying to call in? No? All right.
Yeah, I think so. There's always a little bit of that dynamic of teasing and fighting a little bit. We never had it too bad. I think we were just close enough in age and doing enough of the same things that it kind of kept us from having as many kind of different social scenes that we, you know, I think we were playing music together. I mean, we were going to shows together. We were all into writing songs and doing that stuff.